producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Proud of President Obama's announcement today to try to have some sensible gun safety measures to protect the American people.
Hillary Clinton reacts to Obama's plea to do something about the innocent people being killed by guns in the United States through executive actions. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're doing well in your corner of the world. Don't forget, at the tail end of this hour, yes, indeed, guess what's back? Nail the Score. Nail the Score is significant for this reason. You, not having to pay anything, could win a computer. Oh, yeah, because our little contest has been extended into the postseason. You don't have to know anything about football. In fact, maybe you don't even like football. It's like playing the Powerball, only you're not plunking down money and you could win something with no strings attached. Whoa! Where can you do that? I thought there weren't any free lunches. So there are playoff games, and that means we do have some juice to play with here. So all you have to do, once we announce and roll into the segment, it'll be a game of the week that is chosen. You tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. You don't tell us anything else. Just pick a side. Tell us the score. Packers and the Redskins are playing. Seahawks and the Vikings are playing. Chiefs and the Texans are playing this weekend. Steelers and the Bengals are playing. Will be one of those games. The computer will randomly pick, so I can't tell you what game it's going to be. Speaking of random or perhaps not, Dr. Evil, I mean Kim Jong-un, decided to tell everyone, oh, we tested a hydrogen bomb. Yeah, they're claiming they tested a miniaturized, how small, I don't know, a bomb on Wednesday, less than a month after the dictator extraordinaire boasted that he had a weapon that had been developed. This is it. Are they building the big one? Of course they are. Kim Jong-un seems as though he's having a good time when he's hanging out with pals like Dennis Rodman watching basketball. But what's underneath? This certainly complicates an effort toward stopping nuclear arsenals. And obviously there's going to be a push for sanctions at the United Nations for whatever good that will do. A hydrogen bomb, so you know, is much more potent than an atomic bomb. It's also harder to make. In a hydrogen bomb, just a little science lesson here, radiation from a nuclear fission explosion sets off a fusion reaction that then is responsible for, poof, a powerful blast and radioactivity. Might be rudimentary, not sure. But the fact that they say they're testing it, not very exciting to me, I got to tell you. The president, let's bounce back in that direction. Hillary Clinton saying at the top, you just heard, that she applauds the president. The president is saying he wants to protect the Second Amendment, by the way. So he's saying, before you panic, before you call me names, bad names, nasty names, it's not about that. It's about trying to prevent idiots selling other idiots guns illegally. He did change the wording, but from what I understand, that was a lot of what the conversation was buzzing about at the White House. Regardless, dressing it up, presenting it, and then tears before the cameras, pretty effective or not. It's executive actions that we're talking about. These executive actions would expand background checks. That's the bottom line. And are these executive actions on guns unconstitutional? Because if we do take the name calling and the emotion and everything else out of it, it's about laws. Aren't we a nation of laws. So if it is unconstitutional, it's going to be challenged, then some of these actions won't stand up on the merit that's being pushed around them. An executive order or action is basically an instruction, we all know this, to go ahead and set out a course, a solo course, not whipping it through Congress, for a simple way to explain this to you. So there's not a lot of maneuverability with these executive actions on guns because you've got a lot of congressional legislation. It's detailed, it's extensive, etc. So the push of what the president is saying is the requirement for background checks in occasional sales and the requirement that occasional sellers become federal licensees and the ability of reporting upon, you know, doctors as far as, again, mental illness, which I think this is the one that's going to be incredibly tough to figure out. I mean, now anyone who sells a gun has to be, they have to be required to perform a background check. And essentially, we could even be talking about family members selling to family members, depending on how many guns and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, look, the Supreme Court has said the right to keep and bear arms is one of our liberties. Under the Constitution, liberties, speech, self-defense, privacy, all that, have the highest protection, right, from the government. So one could only assume, and you don't even have to assume, that this will all be challenged for sure. He can't write the laws. The president can't just write the laws, rewrite the Constitution. He can throw out interpretations, but then when it gets run up the flagpole, Congress or the courts can challenge them. There are avenues, which is exactly what will happen here. Some may think that this is the right way to go and that something should be done, which is why the executive actions have merit to a few. We have just a couple of minutes, and then we're tossing it to a fabulous interview. In just a second, I'll tell you about that. But first, let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Don't be short, so I'll just give you a good Grim soundbite.
Got
government
it.
Government derives its power from the consent of the governed. The purpose of the government is to secure these fundamental rights. And although government should not be changed for trivial reasons, the people retain the right to alter or abolish government when it becomes destructive to these ends.
Ditto. I got it. You're right. And again, this is Constitution that we're talking about. And this is the reason why you and I, Grim, had a lengthy conversation in a previous show about the Constitution where I said one of the bucket list items for many of you listening to the show should be to go to Philly and check out the Constitution Center and get a real sense of what went into the documents. Coming up, off our soil, Ivan Elin, also Jonathan Schanzer. You're going to like both of these. That'll rock you through up until we get to nail the score. Woo!
The case until the bastards break. There's no trace of the conference around. I bet they jumped ship and got the hell out of town.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We've been talking about Saudi Arabia and Iran for the last couple of days, certainly here on America Tonight. Saudi Arabia now announced in the beginning of the week that they're going to end air traffic and also trade, pretty much all the trade routes, links, etc., with the Islamic Republic. And they're demanding that Iran must, what they're calling, act like a normal country. We were talking about that earlier in the day, and we've got some interesting perspectives on it. Very pleased to welcome to the show VP of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, Jonathan Shanzer, joins us. Jonathan, Happy New Year, first of all, and boy, you look at Saudi Arabia now making the move on this wild, wicked chessboard in the Middle East. How serious is this deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran?
Well, Happy New Year to you as well. It is a very serious move. I would just say this. The tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran have existed for decades, and so none of this is terribly surprising. But I do think that the tension has been ratcheted up in recent months, primarily because of the Iran deal signed between the administration and five other world powers that would effectively give Iran $100 billion in sanctions relief. Would remove the arms embargo in 5 years. It will end the ballistic missile ban in 8 years and give Iran a nuclear weapon in 10 or 12. And so Saudi Arabia, as Iran's primary rival, is not happy. And the moves that we're watching now, I think, are a direct expression of that unhappiness. And I think, really, the Saudis have given up on U.S. leadership, and that's why they're making these unilateral moves.
In the effort to label it, is this religious? Is it sectarian, geopolitical, or could you say maybe a little bit of all?
It is all of the above, without question. I mean, the sectarian contest between Shiites and Sunnis, between Iran and Saudi Arabia primarily, that underscores kind of everything that takes place in the region. All of the mess that we've seen, for example, in Iraq, a lot of that was tied back to sectarian violence. What we're seeing right now, the civil war in Yemen, is another example of that. The Syrian civil war is yet another example. And so that sectarian conflict has spilled over into the geopolitical, And again, what we're seeing now, the recent tensions stemming from the killing of this cleric, is yet another expression of that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting in saying that all three play a role, but when you look at the overall picture, and I guess this is coming from the West, the version of it, why wouldn't they stop this whole power maneuvering between these two countries and work on being more united for the Muslim cause overall?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, there are some within both countries that are saying that, but when you disagree on what it means to be a Muslim, fundamentally, that becomes a problem. And so this idea of Muslim unity is out the window. You know, a lot of people say that hatred for Israel or for the United States is the thing that binds them together. The thing is that when it comes to these sectarian disagreements, I think that trumps even their hatred for some of their worst enemies.
Yeah. We're speaking with Jonathan Shanzer, VP of Foundation for Defense of Democracies here in America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So let's talk about the U.S. and what the U.S.'s role is in all of this, if anything, because it seems as though Russia has more sway in the Middle East than we do.
Well, Russia definitely does. I mean, part of the problem is that we have been messaging to the Muslim world for really the last 7 years that we want to get out of the Middle East, that we don't want to be there anymore, that we want to pivot away, and that these fights are not our fights. And then what you have is Vladimir Putin, who's heard that over and over again for the last 7 years, finally said, okay, I'm not going to take, yes for an answer anymore, and I'm just going to go in and do this myself. And so he's done that. He's exerting power. He's flexing his muscles. And you have a number of actors now in the Middle East responding to this. So the Iranians and the Syrians are certainly looking at him as the power player, looking at the United States as a much more weaker player. And this has not gone unnoticed by, for example, the Saudis. I think, again, that's why they've gone ahead and made some of these unilateral moves. They're just sick and tired of a weaker United States. You have to remember that the Saudis, the Israelis, and a number of other countries have been banking on the U.S. as the lone superpower in the world, and that's why they've invested in this relationship. Over these last 7 years, the strength of the United States has eroded in the Middle East. Our will to be there has eroded, and so they're beginning to give up on us.
So when we look at the superpower now in the Middle East that some are turning to, Russia, for example, Russia has a vested interest because I think ultimately they want to control the oil fields, and that could shoot up how much a barrel of oil is. Then we turn to the oil discussion. Where does this put the United States?
Well, you know, the United States, thankfully, has become an independent oil producer. Our shale capabilities have skyrocketed over the last several years, actually prompted in part by the Saudis. When they started to glut the market with oil, we found ways to produce the shale oil in a much more technologically advanced fashion. It costs less to produce it, and we've really maximized our capabilities. And so that's the good news, but we certainly still could see crises prompted by the Russians that could make the cost of a barrel of oil jump. Right now we don't see it because the Saudis are glutting the market. They continue to do that as a means to try to bankrupt both Iran and Russia. But that could change now that Russia has become a major player in the Middle East.
Wow. So as we look at the elections, how important are the elections when it comes to foreign policy? Are electing a new president this year, how important is it that that person be well-versed on what's happening and have a handle on the right kind of advisors?
It is hugely important. I can't stress enough how much foreign policy is going to have a role to play in this election, that there's so much that's going on out there, particularly in the Middle East, but elsewhere in the world as well, where, I mean, the world has become a far more dangerous place. I would argue that a lot of that has to do with our very reckless foreign policy over the last 7 years, that we have really tried to make the United States kind of a bit actor in a lot of these international conflicts rather than demonstrating this leadership. And so what we have right now is a debate. And it's not just a Democrat versus Republican debate, but there are those from within both parties that are arguing about whether the United States should have a significant role in the world or whether we should be more isolationist in nature. And you see these wings in both the Democrat Democrat and Republican parties. And this is the debate that's going to play out. It's really whether the United States maintains this leadership role or resumes it yet again. You got to remember, this is what we've done since World War II. We've been a leader on the world stage. Over the last 7 years or so, I think that there's been an inclination to step back, and you see how dangerous that is. So I think that's the consequential debate that's going to be playing out in 2016.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And then the other thing is, while all of this happens, with what's going on with the Saudis and Iran, then we have the question, this is just kind of a sidebar thing, with ISIS and recruitment. So who's minding the store? I mean, you know, we see what's happening there. We see, again, that there's more beheadings, but this is all about recruiting and cells and spreading the word. How seriously should we take the ISIS threat?
Well, the ISIS threat is real, and the thing that's actually very scary about it is that ISIS is now a hybrid terror organization, that it both controls territory in Syria and Iraq and actually in other smaller pockets around the Middle East, but that it's also, and we saw this with France and San Bernardino and elsewhere, that they have the ability now to strike out as kind of an al-Qaeda-type organization as well, where they're operating independently in cells. And so it becomes incredibly important that we battle this, both in terms of the war on the ground in Syria and Iraq, but also to combat the ideology and to combat the capabilities of the terror cells that are operating around the world. The thing that I would note, though, is that ISIS as a country, let's say, the one that's operating in Syria and Iraq, is very defeatable. These are not people that are well trained militarily. I think that the real problem has been a will on the part of this administration and perhaps other governments around the world to tackle the ISIS threat. I had an opportunity to speak to one of the planners of the first Gulf War in 1991, and what he told me was that the number of bombs that we've dropped on ISIS over the last year in Syria and Iraq, it's roughly 8,000 or 9,000 at this point, is equal to that the amount that we dropped in the first week in the 1991 Gulf War. And so if we decided to really get serious, we have the ability to do so. I just don't think that we are serious yet. And the longer this organization continues to exist, the more dangerous it becomes. And so that's another issue that I think needs to be tackled in the presidential debate and hopefully after the election.
Yeah, I agree. Jonathan Schanzer, VP of Foundation for Defense of Democracies, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
You sure you wanna be with me? I've nothing to give. Don't lie and say this love is best. Don't leave us in emotional pace. Take a walk, taste a rest. No, take a rest. I see.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ivan Elin on the show, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. You can catch his stuff on Huffington Post. This time around, one of the things that he tackles is recruiting terrorists, and Donald Trump specifically. When we talk about what Trump has said about Muslims coming into the United States, one of the points that Ivan makes in his piece overall is, what does this do for American Muslims who are in fact doing well, they're prosperous, they're integrated into our society much more than Europe, where you're seeing the disillusioned younger people, 15 and 16 year old males, who are being recruited, for example, by ISIS. So Trump's proposals, what we're talking about, and the idea of singling out Muslims for what would be called discrimination, and I know this will blow up the phone line, so I'm going to even throw out the number right away, 855-266-5283. Trump, fair or foul. Ivan, thanks for coming on the show. Again, we appreciate it. You really flush this out in your piece. Donald Trump pushing the preventing Muslims from entering the United States, what does that do? Is that a hint of fascism or not?
Well, I think, yes, it is, but I think even as important as that is, it's unconstitutional under the First Amendment. And probably under the spirit of the 14th Amendment, which says that the you have equal protection under the law. And that doesn't just go for citizens. The Constitution declares citizens and persons and distinguishes between the two, and those are for persons. So it doesn't necessarily apply to citizens. The other problem I think that we have is when we focus on Muslims, it's not very practical to stop all Muslims, because what you really want to do is find the radical Muslim terrorists. And that's, you know, if you're wasting your time on peace, law-abiding Muslims, you're not finding those terrorists. You're concentrating on other things. And also, law enforcement, if we destroy the integration which Muslims have achieved here in America that they haven't achieved in Europe, that is, they feel comfortable, they're prosperous, et cetera, well integrated into the society, then you start to have radicalized populations like Europe does, and then you have a big problem. So I don't think we really want to create discrimination here, which makes people angry. You know, I mean, it's not law enforcement, the best sources to catch radical Islamic terrorists are the communities themselves that police. They don't want radicals in their midst either, so they tip off the authorities, and the authorities can get warrants and surveil the people and, you know, hopefully catch the ones that are actively doing something or are planning to do something.
So in Trump doing this, what does he do? Because he certainly has gotten a lot of Americans who are disenfranchised with what's happening, and also with seeing what happened in Paris. And then, of course, we have the horrible situation in San Bernardino. So it plays into that. I'll tell you a quick story, Ivan. I was during the break, I was visiting family in Tampa. I was on a beach in St. Pete, and a banner came across the sky. A plane was pulling in, and it said, "Make America Great Again, Donald Trump in 2016. I've never seen this in my life. People were yelling things out along the beach, positive things for Trump, though. Now, they were saying, yeah, we need, the politicians don't know what they're doing in America. We need something different to happen. We need to put up a wall." People were yelling things out. I was stunned by that. And it shows you that he definitely has a foothold on the anger that America's feeling. If he were to get in, become president, and I know we're just spitballing here, could he really push that policy? Because again, he's not the person who's the president, theoretically, is not the king. We have three branches of government. Wouldn't that be pretty tough?
Well, I mean, even if he got it through Congress, which would be probably not work out for him, he would probably get it overruled by the Supreme Court, because it's pretty unconstitutional to choose any sort of religion, which is essentially what you're doing by banning people of a certain religion from coming into the country. The other thing is, you mentioned this politics of fear, and I think he's really not only capitalizing on the politics of fear, but also the politics of disaffection. I understand people's disaffection, both on the left and on the right, because we keep voting in these politicians that, you know, promise change and that sort of thing, and then it never happens, and the electorate just gets mostly frustrated. And if you're on the left, you vote for Bernie Sanders. If you're on the right, you vote for Ted Cruz or Donald Trump. And so, and then you throw the terrorism thing on top of that, and people are scared. And of course, people have to put the terrorism threat in perspective, because the reason they call it terrorism is, you know, they used to say they want a few people dead and a lot of people watching, meaning just killing a few people as they did in San Bernardino. It's a tragedy, but it also makes people in their everyday life think that the probability of getting killed by a terrorist is higher than it is, and they fear that, when they actually should fear heart disease and those types of things kill many more people than a terrorist ever will. In fact, you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning in America than ever being killed by an international terrorist. So it's still a rare phenomenon, but it gets all over the TV, and you know, the Paris attacks were all over the TV, and the San Bernardino attacks, and that's what's made people fear this, and the politicians capitalize on that, and that's really what's going on.
And you make a good point in your piece in the Huffington Post. You talk about, you know, what else has created this problem that we're having is the fact of American invasions, if you will, and then leaving in the Middle East in several countries. And that's been a buildup for well over a decade. And how harmful has that been?
Well, I think it's been very harmful. And the thing that this episode with Trump points out, where al-Shabaab used his speech advocating banning Muslims in their recruiting tool, I say, why can't we go farther and look at the real cause of that? That does, to some extent, help recruiting. But an even bigger recruiting thing is U.S. Attacks and invasions of Muslim countries. We're up to seven after, at least seven. Some were running secret drone wars, so we're not sure of the number, but at least seven countries that we've attacked or invaded after 9/11, that's Muslim countries. So, you know, when our presidents like Bush and Obama say that we're not in a war on Islam, we've intervened heavily in the Middle East from the 1970s on when we took over from Great Britain. And even before that, Eisenhower, for example, invaded Lebanon in 1958 for very little reason. But so we've been interfering in this part of the world for a long time. And the results are finally coming home to roost. I think they have some. They never had any power to resist before. And people say, "Well, you're blaming the U.S." No, I'm blaming the U.S. government, and that's a big difference. Certainly, the victims are not to blame, and they're victim of the terrorists, but they're also victim of their own governments. And most Americans are really unaware of our profligate interventions in the post-World War II period in this area. And we really don't need to do all this. If we have to take military action against terrorists, it should be as a last resort, and then it should be in the shadows with CIA and special operatives. But we don't. But politicians get benefits from big, high-profile wars, such as Iraq, Libya, Afghanistan, occupation of that. You'd really need to fight terrorism in a different way. You need to go for the underlying causes. And in the Muslim faith, even moderate Muslims believe that you should fight back if non-Muslims occupy Muslim soil. I mean, the Chechens are against the Russians, the Palestinians against the Israelis, the Afghans against the Soviets and the U.S. And this happens all, and it's been happening for centuries, and we don't seem to focus on this factor. That's the primary focus of the jihad. There's an Islamic component to it, but it's mainly territorial and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and whoever comes in next, I mean, this is, how big do you think this issue should be in the campaign at this point where we are when it comes to foreign policy?
Well, I'd like to see it be a smaller issue in campaign because I don't think ISIS is the threat that people think it is. ISIS has failed in their recruiting of Americans to go overseas to these training camps. Many more Europeans have gone. So they resorted to motivating these lone wolf attackers. And lone wolf attackers are harder to find than organized terrorists like we had on 9/11. But the good news is that they're usually very amateurish. A lot of times they're caught, and or they don't kill as many people, and so that's a good thing. Certainly, any deaths from terrorists are bad, but of course, I think we can reduce that by treading a little bit softer in the Middle East. That doesn't mean we have to totally give up on the Middle East, but I think that there's a lot of these interventions that we could probably do without conducting.
Yep. Ivan Elin, good stuff. Senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. Have a good one and Happy New Year, and thanks so much.
Happy New Year to you, Kate. Thanks.
Don't come.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, you could win your very own computer. Hey, this is not like the lottery, because the lottery you have to pay to try to win. And what are the odds of winning the Powerball? I don't know. They're astronomical, was what I'm told. It's easier to get struck by lightning, something like that, right? So, here you have a much better chance. Here's how it works. Our computer in just a moment is going to pick the game of the week. I mean, this is it, because now it's win and move on, lose and go home. But you don't have to dive into any specifics if you don't want to. You just pick one of the sides and you tell me what you think the score is going to be. So Nathan Reeder is awesome at letting the computer ride. Let it roll. Oh, my. You're going to love this. We've got the Vikings, who beat the Packers, winning the division, now taking on the Seahawks, who last year almost won the Super Bowl if only they had run the ball instead of thrown the ball. And it was picked off, and the Patriots went on, and the rest is history. So Vikings and the Seahawks, that is the game of the week. It's on Sunday. It's at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock it kicks. It is an NFL playoff weekend, so your chance to be a winner here on America Tonight. Again, you don't have to have some great acumen for football. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can send me your guess simply by going to americatonight.net. If you have trouble there for some reason, you can go to delaneymediagroup@live.com. It's that simple. All right, every once in a while, he's like a turtle. He sticks his head out, or he comes out from the bunker anyway. He's no fool. He knew the H-bomb was coming. He knew Dr. Evil was going to test it. Pete in Texas, hello.
I've been hoarding ammo since 1984. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I want to be in your bunker if something happens. Perfect.
Oh, Lordy, shout out to Dan. They need a good dose of the Buzzard Grooves news, my brother.
I love it. What do you think? Who's going to win this? Is it the Vikings or the Seahawks?
The Vikings are going to win. Let's go 36-27.
Ooh, 36-27. And so Pete has spoken. Thank you, Pete. 855-266-5283. 855-266-Kate. Or flip me that email, americatonight.net. Or send it to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. The Grimster's back. He wants a computer, I'm certain of it. Hey, Grim.
Well, I'm trying right now to eat the last of my cabbage and black-eyed peas with my SOB. You know, that's
I like
SOS, except it's on a biscuit instead of a slice of bread.
But I like it.
I'm going to say Minnesota 28 and, who was the other one?
Seahawks.
Seahawks, yeah. I never did like Seahawks. But Seahawks 24.
28-24. That is a very good guess, Grim. We'll see if Grim is right. Oh, now he's making me think about biscuits. I got to stay away from that bread. Oh, it's too good. Biscuits especially, but I like biscuits and gravy. The really good white kind of gravy. Oh, yummy. Here he is, Mr. Explosive himself, Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Ditto's to Pete, and Island Eden sucks. He's full of crap. Okay, my score is 34-21, and I'm taking Washington to take it all.
Washington? It's the Vikings or Seahawks?
The Seahawks, they're from Washington.
Washington. I thought you were saying Washington, D.C. No Redskins.
No, they can drop that bomb one that the Koreans are making on that place. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Take Paul Ryan and the rest of them stuff before the sun don't shine.
Oh, you're hilarious, Dan. You're on fire tonight. Dan in Texas saying that he likes the Seahawks in a fabulous place, Washington, which I've been to Washington State many, many times. I love Washington. Some of my best friends live in Washington. I've gone up and down the coast there. We have Kathy listening to us, in fact, from that beautifully green state, Washington. Hey, Kath, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Kate?
I'm excellent. How green is green? It's very green in Washington, right?
It's really green here still. We've been having a little bit of cool weather, but it's been raining, so yes, we're green.
Woo! That's good.
Yeah.
Are you picking your Seahawks?
Oh, baby. You got that right. And I'm picking the Seahawks. They're going to beat the Minnesota Vikings 32-16.
32-16, I like it. So they're going to put the hurt on them.
Oh, baby, yeah. After last week's game, we're on to trot.
Yeah, and this is playoff time, so that's where Pete Carroll really gets ignited. And you could
oh,
see
he
some,
does.
You could see some interesting
things. The birds get so disciplined. They just
yep.
know their job, and they do it for Pete.
Yep. You got a couple of really good elements there. For sure, there's no question about that. Run game's working. Definitely. You can see that my man Russell, he has it happening. You know, and this is it. This is the promised land now.
Yep.
Yeah, I love
it.
I like it. Third time's the charm. Happy, you're hilarious. All right, thank you. Yeah, I think the people in Washington, Kathy, by the way, it took a whole season to get over the why didn't you just run the ball? You had Marshawn Lynch. But that was the past. What does Deepak Chopra say? The past is history, and today is the present, and the future is a gift, or whatever it is. So maybe the gift of moving on through the playoffs, Kathy, will be the Seattle Seahawks. So we have a couple of people for the Seahawks, a couple of people for the Vikings. You have just a few minutes quickly to weigh in. So remember, probably best way to do it is hit us up on the email, americatonight.net, or Delaney Media Group at live.com. Nathan always has his finger on the pulse of what's happening in the NFL. Nathan, the Vikings or the Seahawks?
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, just trying to figure out the pulse. I am going to go purple. I'm going to do it just because.
Just because you're there.
Just because I'm here. But we'll make it a nice close game, 28-24.
Well, Grimm already has that score. Oh. He has to come up with a different one. 27-24?
No. I'll do
30-24. I like it.
Just sticking it in.
Thank you, Nathan. I'm going to say the Seahawks win this, and the final score is going to be, so I'm on the same side as Dan and Kathy, I'm going to say that the score is going to be 35-27. All right, last one up, last lady standing, Izzy. Are you with us, Iz?
I am, and I get to call back, so I'll just give you my vote here. Vikings, 28. Seahawks, 17.
28-17, Vikings. And if Izzy wins, Izzy's going to get a computer sent to Malta. What's the postage on that? The postage has to be something awful, I would assume. All right, good luck to everyone who tried to nail the score. Rock on, people. Make it count.
Football game. Went down. Football game. Well, I walk. But really a shame. I saw you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.